This is Weekend Breakfast.
Met a man called Chad a couple of nights ago. Yeah, you've already judged Chad, haven't you?
No.
You don't think Chad's just
a jockey name?
Oh, very jockey name. Yeah, that's the thing.
I think American with an accent like, hey, it's Chad.
I honestly haven't told you this yet. I swear he was American. He spoke exactly like that. He was a jock. He had a goatee.
No way.
And he was an absolute tool.
Psychic.
Yeah. No. sometimes you meet an idiot in real life. You go, God, you're an idiot. I don't like you. But as I get older, I'm more sympathetic to people with names who suit their personality. I thought Chad's just doing what Chad was put on this planet to do.
No, seriously. Do you mean to say that every Karen is a librarian and every Susan works in an over 50s retail shop?
And wears glasses? Yes. Just reading glasses. I mean, yeah.
And they're on a chain behind her neck and she just raises them when she needs them.
Yeah, you know the one. Yeah, it's a fact of life. People sometimes just have to mold into their name. Sometimes the tail's wagging the dog rather than the dog wagging the tail. Chad had no choice.
That's just who he is.
Yeah, Chad's been branded with that. Chad was a nice boy. Then he hit 18, went to college, and just became a tool because that's what Chads do.
That's mean to Chads, though.
No, it's not. Connor, I'm pretty sure every Connor is a white man who's 23. And if you know
God, I literally know a Connor who's 23. Liz in Canberra, I used to work with him.
Yeah, and when he has his 24th birthday, he will cease to exist and we'll have to change his name.
Seriously, yeah. This is so weird. Have you got another one?
Linda, she works in HR.
Oh, my God, another Linda in HR. She's like a family friend. I'm not even kidding.
We all know a beau with bleach blonde hair, surfs, lives on a diet of hot chips and choc milk, never puts on any weight.
Okay, I seriously know a beau. He's not like, he's got bleach blonde hair and he works in yachts, like yachting, which is basically the same as a surfer.
It's a coastal lifestyle for beau. Yeah. You can't be a nerdy beau. That's the thing. This is name psychology. This is Elaine. A great assistant at work called Elaine. Could never be the boss. Could never be the boss. She's always second fiddle.
But really good at Excel.
Very good at Excel. Always responsible.
Loves a spreadsheet. Organises the work Christmas party every year. Exactly. Never gets thanked.
It's so Elaine. Exactly. But she does it because that's what Elaine does.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I used to know a Richard Head, and he really lived up to his name as well.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'd like to know on 131060, please weigh in on this. When did a wedding ruin your friendship or relationship? Because it could be a relative in this environment. Now, one of my friends is getting married. I've known her for years. The wedding's in November. The invites have gone out. I know that they've gone out because people have put them on Instagram and I've seen them on friends' fridges. And I'm going, ooh, I've not received one. And me and my friend and a third friend were like a big little, well, we were a little trio.
Okay.
And so it's really weird because she's invited the other girl and not me. And now I'm sort of like, well, if you don't think of me as a good enough friend to invite to your wedding, maybe we're not friends.
You know what's happened here.
Mm-hmm.
You've been bemuted.
Yes.
You've got lost in the triangle.
I know.
There's a concept that I've made up that if you've got a trio of three people, two are always siding against the other one. And what's happened is you've come off second best. Although she probably likes you in a way, there's probably been so much gossip behind your back with other friend that you've almost been thrown to the wayside. And it's just uncouth to even invite this person to the wedding anymore.
But that's how I feel.
Have you brought it up with her?
No.
You won't do it?
We're old work friends. Like, I know her from years and years, but like, we've not worked together for a while.
Okay.
But we still text and DM and, you know, tagging each other in memes. So it's really strange. And like,
she's out.
But the thing is, and I'm really sympathetic to this, a wedding is expensive. You can't invite everyone. People's feelings probably will get hurt. I get all that. If she didn't invite the other girl, I wouldn't care. Do you know what I mean? But because there was three of us, she invited one and not me. I just don't know what to do. And now I'm genuinely thinking, I don't want to bring it up and be like, hey, you didn't invite me. Because then her wedding's going to be laced with the fact that she didn't invite me. And I don't, like, I'm a friend of hers. I don't want to ruin her big day.
Like you are, mate. I reckon done. Done, Sco. She knows you're going to know about it.
Well, that's what I think too. She knows.
She's just being passive aggressive and wants you out of her life forever. I'm sorry.
Well,
it's a big hot dose of Danny Lakey truth soup.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too. But I would love to know on 131060. Has this happened to you? Have you lost a friendship over a wedding? Either it was an invitation or something that happened at a wedding or a bridesmaid invitation that you didn't get, whatever it is. 131060. I'm so interested to know.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Oh, God. God, I'm in an awkward situation. And I think a lot of people across Australia would have definitely been in this situation. But a friend of mine's getting married in November and I didn't get invited. There's three of us in the friendship circle and she's invited the other girl and not me. She's an old work friend. And at this point, we're still talking and still DMing and still messaging and tagging each other in memes. I know that's weird, but that's friendship now.
Okay.
But I'm going, I don't know if I'm friends with you anymore. If you don't invite me to your wedding, but you invite the other girl in our trio, I don't think that you think of me as a friend. So therefore, am I not friends with you? I don't know. Am I going to cut a friendship over this?
Yes. Get the scissors. Well, give it a snippity snip.
I'm not going to bring it up with her.
Oh, God.
I think that's wrong to bring it up with her.
Susie in Sydney. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm good.
Yeah. You've been to a wedding before or not been to a wedding and it was a good friend of yours, so you thought.
So I feel for you, Tanya. In fact, my friend, who I was friends with for the last 10 years or so, we were almost best friends, but she was friends with my sister first and became my really close friend. We traveled to Vietnam together. Yep. We had our single time together. It was amazing. And then next thing I know, a month ago, I found out that my sister was invited to her beautiful wedding in Tuscany, but not me. So what I did was I thought that I would either let the friendship go or I would give her a message when I was in Melbourne the last time and had a beautiful dinner with her, which she didn't mention the wedding at all.
Oh, my
God. And she got married now.
That's so weird. So you had you had dinner with her. It was really nice. Didn't mention the wedding at all.
At all. I just congratulated her. She talked about the wedding dress. She knew full well that I wasn't invited, but my sister was because they were planning to go to beautiful Tuscany.
What?
But not me.
So, okay, you've been in this situation. Are you friends with her now? Like, what's the relationship? Are you always going to be a bit funny with her? Or are you just going to put it behind you and go, whatever, you know, it was one day, it was probably expensive. For whatever reason, she didn't invite me.
So I think that I would probably do that. So I decided that it's okay. You've now redefined the boundaries of our friendship. We are not close friends anymore. We are just friends. And if ever you needed something, yeah, we'd do that for each other. But truth is, you probably wouldn't be my first go-to for anything important, I think.
I know, and that's what I feel like I've learned from this situation. I'm sort of like, that's where you see me. I thought we were more than that. Okay, uncomfortable.
What you need is a little black book, both Susie and yourself, Tanya, for people who aren't invited to your wedding simply because they didn't invite you.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not like that. I would invite this person. Well, maybe not anymore.
Get the claws out, sister. Gavin in Tasmania on 131060. You're not invited to a wedding?
No. Well, it's been a quite interesting situation. Basically, what had happened, we're all organised. The wedding's all organised. We're all started to go get our fittings for our best man suits.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it always had been fine with my mate's missus and us. But about a month and a half before they actually got married, their true actual wedding that they ended up having, she just turned cold. And then all of a sudden, instead of having this big, lovely wedding, they both went and eloped in Hawaii with only one of the mates in the group, and he didn't even tell us. Yeah, we always caught up every Friday down at the pub, always caught up for a drink, something we've done for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, he's married and come back from his honeymoon, and he's not coming to the pub.
Oh.
And we thought, all right, maybe it's just because he's freshly married, and he's like, yeah, I've just got to get it. Bit of time to settle in with the missus, but now 2 years later and he still doesn't come to the pub and we probably only hear from him once every 6 months when he needs a lend of a power tool or something.
What? He's like broke up with you, kind of.
He pretty much dumped us
Whoa,
straight up.
That's different. He literally used his wedding to seemingly get rid of you guys. I don't know. That sounds awful.
He's a soft cheese of a man, and it's a dramatic downfall of a man who's married an alpha female, is what it sounds like to me.
Nothing wrong with an alpha female.
Nothing wrong, as long as she still lets you hang out with your friends.
Well, that's true.
Once more than every 2 years.
That's true. That's so true. Sorry to hear that, Gav. Hey, Hannah, wrap this up for us. Are you no longer friends with somebody because of a wedding?
Yeah, so it was my partner, but it's like mutual friends. We've been sort of friends with him for 10 years or so, and he should have been the best man, and then he wasn't, which was okay. We were like, okay, we don't want to do that anyway. He didn't really care. So then he asked him to organise the bucks party, even though he wasn't even in the wedding. And he was like, yep, I'll do it. Organised it, paid for everything. And then the day before the buck went off, I don't want to have a bucks party. I don't want to go.
Uh-huh.
So my partner had paid for everything. It was over $1,500. And, yeah, so me, my partner and two of our friends had a really good bucks party. We went to Sydney and we did it. And
yeah, we spent the money.
We went to the wedding, but I had to push him there. He did not want to go.
No.
And but since then, yeah, cut off. Don't speak.
Wow. Yeah. Who doesn't want to go to a bucks party?
Your own bucks party.
Your own bucks party.
Yeah. It's horrible, but I had a good time.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters, really, that you had a good time on someone else's bucks party you weren't supposed to be at.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Can I put a spoiler alert on this? If you have a sensitive stomach, if you don't like offensive content, I'd probably tune out now.
Great.
I wanted to bury myself yesterday.
All right. You've been warned.
Oh, yeah, I had to put a warning on this. Mm. I honestly wanted to bury myself. I'm 32 years of age. I have 1.5 degrees. And I reckon I've got my life somewhat together.
Sure.
Sort of. My pants aren't done up and I'm wearing odd socks. But besides that, like, I pay my bills. Yeah. I've got my life together.
You're adulting, yeah.
But I had a bad curry the other night, and yesterday I came home.
Hold there. I'm also going to put out a disclaimer. You've now been second warned.
This is the second warning on this.
We have 10 seconds of sad piano music to give people the chance to reach over to their radio.
And tune out
and
or do whatever.
Yeah. The next button.
Yeah.
Skip across. It'll find its own radio station.
It will.
It'll be some sort of news government tax policy.
Fun.
But it may be better than what you're about to hear.
Or maybe not.
They've been warned.
Okay. So I had a bad curry. I came home.
No, it can't be.
And I thought, walked in the door, got to get to the toilet.
No, it can't
but I
be.
Also wanted a bagel. No. And I thought, do I go to the toilet, remembering I had bad curry, or do I get the bagel? And I chose the bagel.
Oh,
and no. I was walking up the stairs in my house to get my bagel. And it wasn't a fart.
No.
I pooed myself at 32 and it went everywhere and it was really confronting.
What were you wearing? Jeans?
Yeah, jeans.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, and because of the bad curry, it was not solid and I was traumatized because I thought, oh, it's okay. Yes, you're an adult. You've pooed yourself in your own home at least. Could have been at Target or something. That would have been an experience.
Yeah, you could have been wearing a short skirt.
Well, you'd never catch me in one of those, but absolutely could have been in 2001. But I was like, doesn't matter. I'm going to be a baby about this. Turn the shower on, get in there, rinse myself off, cry a little bit and get on with the day. There was no hot water. I forgot to get the gas bottle thing. So there was no hot water. It was freezing. So I was like, I can't get it because it's freezing where I live as well. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I had to use wet wipes. Oh, I had to use wet wipes. I'm 32.
Oh my God. I just
wrote a book and I'm pooing myself and wiping myself with wet wipes. This is where I'm at with my life.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend came home and he is 7 years younger than me. He's 25. He's 6'3". He's hot. And I'm like, I pooed myself today. And he's like, there's no hot water. I was like, I know. I used like moist towelettes. And he's like, you are horrific. Don't touch me. And so we slept upstairs and I got the double bed to myself. So if there's a lesson I learned here, poo yourself more often, waities, ladies.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Verbal ping pong.
This is such a good way to end the show if you've not heard it before. Basically, we ping pong between each other. That's a weird way to describe this game. With a category, and you can't get one wrong, you can't repeat one, you can't think too long. It's very competitive. Mm. Producer Felix is the judge and adjudicator today. And your word is final, sir.
Sure is.
What's the running tally so far?
It's 3-4. You are winning.
Okay, I'm in front. And what I found in my competitive days as a sportsman, it's around this time where I really start to edge ahead even further.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What sport did you play?
Social badminton. But dead set, you should have seen us after round seven. Round seven, we really found our groove.
Okay. Well, this could be for you.
Yeah, seriously. This is where I really put my foot down and start the accelerator.
Well, let's see if you can actually do that. God, I feel like a cherry ripe. That's unrelated. Felix.
Yeah, these are all plucked from news stories that were making headlines throughout the week. First off, the media, I say with quotation marks, the media, has revealed a hack that apparently stops the fly on your jeans from falling down. Mm. Quite a hack, if I say so myself. But I want to talk about types of bottom clothes.
Oh, God.
Types of bottom clothes.
Skirts.
Jeans.
Slacks.
Trousers.
Miniskirt.
Shorts.
Track pants.
cargo pants.
Corduroy pants.
Board shorts.
Stockings.
Underwear.
Jeggings.
Leggings.
G-string.
Speedos.
Pants.
Yes!
To be honest, that's the longest we've ever gone.
That's the longest by far we've ever gone.
And no one said jeans.
Yeah,
no,
I did. I said it first.
Oh, come on, mate.
Jesus.
This guy's producing us. Okay, Felix, your one job is to listen.
Can we screen the referees for this next time, please?
Okay.
1-0 to me. Yeah, what an effort. We should both be proud of ourselves for that one.
That was a marathon effort.
Yeah, good stuff.
Second off the bat, Peter Hellyer's in hot water this week for a double entendre on the project, referencing the bootay. So talk to me about all the different words for your rear.
A good one.
Bum.
Buttocks.
Ass.
Badonkadonk.
Juicy caboosey.
No, no.
Yes, it is. I say juicy caboosey.
That's in.
Butt.
Bubble butt.
Bummy.
No.
Parents, go put your bummy away.
No, they don't. I believe you say that word, but no one else does.
Yeah, I reckon if I
Not
do.
A thing.
Bummy, come on.
Can't allow it. Can't allow it.
If you put an adjective in front of it, you're moping it. Yes. Like, oh yeah, the yummy bummy, the yummy gummy bummy, yes. Mummy's yummy bummy. Yes. No, I don't think so.
I'm crying. I can't. Bummy. Oh, well, you win. Good on you.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good.
What would the last category be?
Yeah, just for lols.
Just for lols. Let's give it a third one. Parents are reportedly spending a huge amount on playdates for their kids. Again, according to the media.
Yes.
Being fantastic parents, the both of you, talk to me about some playdate ideas for your kids.
Give them some Play-Doh.
Jumping castle.
Get a sand pit.
Chocolate fountain.
Attend with them at a swimming pool.
Take them to get a haircut.
Ooh, kick the football with them.
I'm still laughing at Bummy. I don't know. You've already won. I've really given up here.
That's lucky. Oh, yes.
5-3. And yes, you did make good with you saying this is where you really come
you
into
watch,
your own.
You watch.
Well
there.
Done.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
This is Weekend Breakfast.